Let me hit you with this. Well, first of all, the SS Pfizer has taken a torpedo. It's called the truth. Facts are now striking the hull of the SS Corona hoax. And the frigate destroyer ships, the SS Pfizer and the SS Moderna. The other little ships in the flotilla, the SS CDC and the SS FDA, and just insert agency here, have all been struck by torpedoes. But the big one, the aircraft carrier, the destroyer, the SS Pfizer, it's now been hit by a torpedo. It punctured the hull, and it detonated. The numbers, just as you always heard right here on the Mike Church Show, the numbers cannot be denied. You can only hide so much. You know, when family members die, the people that know that are in the rest of the family, they actually kind of take notice of this. They have these things called funerals. Perhaps you've heard of them. They have these things called wakes. Perhaps you've heard of them. They dig these things called graves, and they put these things up called tombstones. Perhaps you've heard of those. But after a while, when more family members in each ensuing month start dying for no reason, it seems, they start to take notice and ask questions. That's what's happening. There is no solution for this. Satan does not have a solution for this. The solution for this is just to ramp up the killing. So you can't distinguish between who's been euthanized, who's been murdered, or who's died of the clot shot. That's really the only way they can cover it up, is to increase death everywhere else. That's why they need a war. We need more dead bodies that didn't die from our direct actions. They're going to die instead from our indirect actions. You see how this works? That's the only cover that they have. So you're out there rejoicing, going, yay, you send the editor and quit. Yeah, victory for us. Okay, fine. You don't think the bad guys know that? You think they're going to turn themselves in? You think Albert Bourla is going to perp walk himself? Bourla is the CEO of Pfizer. You think that Fauci's going to turn himself in? You think the Scarf Vader's going to turn himself or herself in? You think that Dr. Scott Gottlieb is going to turn himself in? You think that the CEOs of companies that mandated the clot shot are going to just turn themselves in? No. And they have trillions of dollars to do something about it. So what do you think they're going to do? It's a serious question. Mackie, start a poll in the chat room. You can put polls up. What are people in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat? What do you think they're going to do? I think they're going to kill more of us. To me, the logical way out of this is to kill a lot more people through other means so that the deaths start to balance out. Then you can't go, oh, it's all these sudden adult death syndromes. You can't say that. Can you say, yeah, look at all the people that died over here. Yeah, but they were bombed. Doesn't matter, they died. More killing is coming, is the point. Is anything going to get done as a result of Cheryl Lynn Price's letters in the city of New Orleans? I seriously doubt it. I pray that it does. So before I move on to something that is so outrageous, let's talk about Jacinda Ardern. If you watch this video, you cannot escape the conclusion this woman is horrified. She is a bundle of shot nerves. And I've seen her speak in public dozens and dozens and dozens of times, especially when she was tyrannically barking jab mandate and lockdown orders out. She didn't stutter. Says it all with a smile. Just rolls off the forked demonic tongue. Not yesterday, baby. Not yesterday. Do you have the... You have the digital media file. Do you have the link to it? Wow, we didn't set the NDI up. I just want people to see what this looks like. This, you need to see it. So it's in your email today. The email that I sent out this morning for today's program, I linked to that tweet where she's terrified. Here, Maggie will play it for you. Now
in her voice.
You can. It does come through in the voice. Now, bear in mind, prior to the corona hoax, Jacinda Ardern was indistinguishable pretty much from the rest of the leaders of the Western world. I mean, I knew who she was.
She wanted them to actually be segregated, vaccinated versus non-vaccinated. She wanted vaccinated to carry around cards so that they would know that they were around other friendly vaccinated people.
That's right. And remember, we were talking about this segregation at the time that she was proposing it. That okay? Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to do that? Well, you want to create factions. Mm-hmm. You want to isolate people. If you isolate them into factions, then they will go to war with each other. So what I was going to say, though, is that prior to the corona doom, she was what I described in spring of 2020. Why do I keep referring back to spring of 2020? Because that's when they launched this thing. James Cameron says that Skynet in the Terminator film from 1984 launched in 1998. I say the CoronaNet, which is actually Skynet, launched in spring of 2020 via the pandemic. She was one of those elected leaders who was just sitting out there and always fantasized and dreamed, what would it be like to really be like a Hitler? How cool would that be to really like be like a Stalin and get to bark orders out of people and order them around just to see if they'll do it? This is how the sick, demonic, diabolically inspired mind thinks, because demons are whispering that into it. After they've given over, after they become part of the Masonic cult of death, they're just little time bombs, just waiting to go off. How else do you explain the otherwise? I mean, the guy is just an unlikable little sissy nerd. Mike DeWine of Ohio. How do you explain DeWine? I mean, the dude waged war against the entire state of Ohio for 9 months. Hell, for a year. What about my buddy BKB's governor, Holcomb? This guy's undistinguishable. He's a wheeler and dealer sissy nerd. Boy, but when he got the opportunity, boy, did he become a little mini fascist, didn't he? Look at Gretchen Dimwitmer. You know, I say that she's perfectly possessed because she, look at that woman. She has the David Berkowitz possessed glow. There's no doubt in my mind that woman is perfectly possessed. Now, that one I would completely expect can get her little she siren rocks off by ruining people's lives. That's why people can't listen to the Mike Church Show, because they can't take this. They just really can't. Because Maggie went, and yesterday's Substack, if you missed it, let me just share it with you real quick because it is relevant to what we're talking about here. Here it is. So I posted the podcast from yesterday in the New Christendom Daily podcast at thekingdude.substack.com. If you're not following, you should be. And if you haven't told your friends to follow, shame on you. What did you tell them to follow? The Ben Father? Teresa L. Teresa L. and I go back and forth, and she's always on her Substack. Mike, I don't know how you can stand to wade into this deeply disturbing story. Not just depraved, satanic, cruel. I could not finish the show. Praying for these poor victims everywhere. And I told her back, I said, somebody has to do this. Somebody, I say a lot of prayers to St. Michael. All right. So, yeah, people can't hear what it is that we say or what I say. It hurts. It's scary. All right, I get it. Maggie, play Jacinda Ardern. Tell me if you hear fear in this.
And so today I'm announcing that I will not be seeking re-election. And that my term as Prime Minister will conclude no later than the 7th of February.
What? She's in Davos. She's one of Klaus Schwab's. She's one of his star pupils. They put her on the homepage of the World Economics of her economic forum. Ashley Leader of New Zealand, who stood bravely and faded into the breach when the corona doom pandemic struck New Zealand. They had the leader who was up to the task. She's up there with Trudeau. She's one of the pets. She's a star. She went to the, I'm not making this up. She went to the school. She is a pupil of Dr. Klaus Schwab. And she, in the week of Davos, she quits? Why choose February the 7th? I haven't had a chance to look the data, but I bet it has some demonic purpose to it. This is, I am getting the hell out of Dodge before they can get me.